Back in the 24th chapter of Matthew, it is a pretty complete story of the end time. Christ was with his disciples, and as he was there in the city, looking it over, and he left out of there and went with his disciples over to the Mount Olivet. And they were just like a lot of us, that we are kind of proud of what we have accomplished, or the accomplishments of our cities or counties or whatever it is, countries. But they were telling Jesus about this temple. They were saying to him how beautiful this temple was as he was up on this mountain looking down on it. Huge, huge, enormous. And they were telling him of how beautiful this was and how much of great this accomplishment was. They were just boasting a little bit, you know. They were just proud telling him of what they had accomplished. And he turned and he looked to them and he told them that not one stone would be left upon another, that it would all be destroyed. Hard to believe. It would be hard for them to accept the fact that all of this was going to be destroyed. But Jesus told them that it would. And it was. The thing, and we're a lot like those disciples. We like to boast. We like to present. I'm sure that every one of you, members of this church, that has attended this church, at one time or another has witnessed to someone and told them how beautiful the little sanctuary is here at East Gardner Baptist Church. I'm sure that you are proud of this little church to the point that, as we have seen and I might mention the fact that I have really seen people come to the front here in the last week or two. Praise God. The work that's being done around here. Great. Thank you. Praise the Lord for the cement work, you know, out here on the front. Those little things, because we're proud, we want to keep our sanctuary in top shape, because it, to us, is a showplace. And we would be proud to introduce anybody in the surrounding area and tell them of the beauty of this little sanctuary. And we would be right in doing so, because we are proud of it. We set it aside for the worship of God. It's here not as a show place, but it's here as a sanctuary, a place where people can come and find Jesus Christ. What's the sign say?
We offer Jesus. We offer Jesus.
We offer Jesus Christ. That's all. We don't offer, we can offer fellowship. We can offer, we have a good dinner here once in a while. Wow, yes. We can offer all these things, but the basis of this sanctuary is for the worship of Jesus Christ. So that we can get close to God. Yes. And you know, we could almost, every one of us, as we are presenting our little church to a stranger or what have you, but we could, if we really wanted to, we could say to that person, not one stone will be left upon another. We could say that there won't be one pew left in this building. There won't be anything, any sign of this left when the end comes. It'll all be destroyed. But that which is done within this congregation, that which is accomplished here at this altar, will last forever and forever. Yes, he was telling them of trying to tell those people of the end time when it would come. They're curious, just like me. There's nobody in his room that would like to know when the end time, when Christ is coming for his church, when he makes that call, and we all go up. There's not a one of you that wouldn't like to know when that is, so that we can be prepared, or so that we might be able just to do as we please until that time. Huh? We might just be able to, slack off a little bit and do our own thing. Then just before he comes, we get in there and get ready. Don't work that way. No man knows the hour. There have been so many people that has claimed to know when Christ was coming. That hour, they could tell you exactly when it's going to happen because of this, that, and the other thing. They've got it all calculated by the stars and moons and all this. But anyhow, they've got a date set, and that date has come and gone, and he did not. Because no man knows the date. Not even the angels in heaven. Now, boy, that's really getting right down to it. When the angels in heaven don't know, how are we here on earth going to know? We don't know. And he told them this, but he said, there'll be signs. And you can read it there. Read that book of 24th chapter. It's good. But as we go through there, we can see some of the things that takes place before the coming of Jesus Christ. He reads there of earthquakes, famines. Well, help me find it there. Help me find it. No? Yeah. Seventh word? Seven? Six? Fifth? Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Yes, we've heard it. We've heard it now. We've heard it all over this and the other. And deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Have we heard of wars? Have we heard of rumors of wars? Every time you turn on the TV, every time you listen to the news, there's a new war popping up someplace. If not a war, it's rumors of war that's going to happen. They're fixing to fight. See that you be not troubled. He goes on and he says, all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation. Wow. Are we there? Are we there? We certainly are. Kingdom against kingdom? Yes. You look at it seems as though that nobody getting along anymore. This one and that one, and they're all feuding, one nation to another, one kingdom and another. Can't get along for a moment. Famines? Starving to death all over the world. You see it? You see these things on the TV and what have you, where the little kids are laying in the street starving to death. Yeah. Pestilence? There's pests around now that never was heard of. I mean, even in our own area here, you see the little bugs as you hear. And how about the bed bug up in New York? That little feller, he was supposed to have been wiped out some years back, but he's back again. Pestilence, little thing. The honeybee. That little old honeybee that is probably responsible for one of most responsible for our food chain. He is even being attacked by a little mite. A tiny little thing that you can hardly see. You can't see it with the naked eye. You have to have a glass. But it's pestilence. These little things that are coming on. Yes, we have it. It's right on us. I will work. Pestilence. Earthquakes in diverse places. Just here in the last, 6 months, there have been 2 earthquakes in the United States. Right close to us, right here. In diverse places. Earthquakes. quotes in different places, all these are the beginning of sorrow. Yes. These things that have been prophesied, Christ's words, not mine, His words, these things must come to pass. They're here. Actually, as I study the Word, I can't find that we are not right there. We are right there that any moment He can say, enough is enough is enough. You never in all of your life ever seen such corruption that's going on right now. When we get into all of the things that are going on in our great country that God gave us and how we have abused it through all the things that I don't know who's doing it, but our leaders is allowing it to happen. Taking God out of everything. When God gave us everything, now they want to take God out of everything. But we see all these corruption that's going on with the sin that's in the world today, and back when I was growing up little, some of the things I think probably, well, maybe I just didn't know, but it wasn't here. These things that we take today, accept. Homosexuality? Yeah. I didn't even know what it was when I was a kid. No, they never heard of such a thing. And if it was, it surely wasn't broadcast. Yeah. Things happen no different than now than then. But we see today that all of these things that God has forbidden, thou shalt not, are being accepted as an alternative lifestyle. Well, the alternative lifestyle is the pathway to hell. There is no question about it. He says, thou shalt not. Read it. No place can you find where God condoned sexuality. I mean, homosexuality. You will find it. Because it is not there. It is against God. It's against nature. It's against anything that God has ever created in all of His creation. You don't find it. The people who sang here one time said, out behind the barn or something like that, some of the roosters, he said, you don't see one rooster looking to another rooster or something like that. But, yeah. Because it goes against God's creation. Yes. He said, verses that I read to you there, 37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the covenant of the Son of Man be. As in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. He compared that day. The day that they were in at that time that he was talking to his disciples. But how much worse has it grown since that time to us? As he said, as in the days that they were having a ball. Yes, they were having a party. They were having, do it. Yes, if it feels good, do it. Have fun. Enjoy life. Oh, yes, go for it. You love it. Yes, all these things. Exactly. Where this world is headed today. This morning, while we're here in the sanctuary, honoring God, lifting up the name of Jesus, praising His holy name, out there in the world, they are going in the opposite direction, doing all kinds of sinful things, going against everything God has told them.
Yes.
It's just exactly as he said, just like in the days of Noah. While Noah was building that ark, I can imagine him out there, a slave, him and his sons out there working and building this ark, and they were looking at that crazy man. Crazy man. What's he doing? Yeah. Just like those people all around us here, right even here in this little community, are saying, what is them crazy people doing over there in that church? What are they doing? They're crazy. They're spending their time over there assembled together, bowing down at an altar and talking to spooks. They're talking to somebody that you can't even see. They're acting like a bunch of dummies. They're doing it exactly the same as they were talking about Noah. Well, you know what happened. Noah and his family, when he finished the ark, and God said, that's it, it's done. He got the animals in, he took care of that and everything. He said, I'll shut the door. Yes. He slammed the door shut, and that was the end of it. Yes. They were safe and secure. One day, when the trump of God shall sound, this church, and I mean this church, I don't mean this sanctuary building, I'm talking about the church that lives within your heart. When this church is called out, the door is slammed. That's it. He slammed the door, and all of the critics around and about, just like in the days of Noah, I imagine they beat on that door from the outside when the rain came and started down, the water started coming up, and they didn't know what to do. They started beating on, let me in, let me in, let me in, I want in. You didn't hear it. The door was shut. Well, folks, like it or not, when the trump of God shall sound, that door will be shut. They'll be screaming, they'll be hollering, and this little sanctuary right here will probably be stampeded. You probably couldn't get another person in this sanctuary because it was too late. Over, past, door shut. This little building, yes, just exactly like that great temple. Yes, not one stone on the other. It comes and all. Didn't mean a thing. But that church within the hearts of each one of us, well, I'm not talking about putting names on membership rolls. That's pretty simple. We can do that without any trouble at all. We can just say yes, yes to this, yes to that preacher, and you know, go through the procedure and all like that. Get your name on the roll. But if your name is not listed in that Lamb's Book of Life, when the trump of God shall sound, you'll be on the outside, a beating on the door. Wow, that's a tough word, ain't it? But it's a true word. That's why he said, as in the days of Noah were, so shall the son coming of the Son of Man be. In the 39th verse, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Sad but true. When the trump sounds, the end comes. Then they'll know why we were assembled here together. Why we were bowing on our knees, talking to someone that they couldn't see. I said they couldn't see. Someone that talks to us that they can't hear. Well, then they want to know that it is real, that it is true, that this God that we serve, which cannot be seen by the eye, only by the spiritual eye, can't be heard, by the normal ear, but the spiritual ear. If we belong to that church, folks, we ain't got one thing to worry about. I don't care what this world goes to. I don't care how bad it gets, this, that, the other. It won't get too bad, because for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Yes. When he sees that, well, as I would say it, it's just not worth it. They won't hear me. They will not hear me. When God says they will not hear me, enough is enough. Come, church. We will be lifted out. Yes, lifted out, raised up, changed. Those who are alive and remain will be changed in a twinkling of an eye. You won't have this old body that you've got now. No, you won't. You will have a resurrected body. How it will be, we don't know, but we know that it shall be like unto him. We know that. And as we're lifted up into the, we will meet together with those that have gone on before, made one in him, and taken on to glory. Wow! Yes, that should stir your heart. But folks, there's always that exception. If we belong to Jesus Christ, if our name is written on the Lamb's Book of Life, otherwise, no, you'll be beaten on the door. Father, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, God, that you have allowed us, O Lord, just to be a part of your great eternity. And we know, Lord, that your time, O Father, is near at hand. When, O God, the door will be shut. We pray, Lord, that we're allowed, O God, just to try to convince and persuade all those that do not know you, that hear our voice, God, just to turn that light to thee. We know, Lord, we're easily deceived. Keep us, O God, in the hollow of your hand, and let us be yours. We ask you, God, to search our hearts this morning. And Lord, if we're not completely sure that if you were to call right now, that we would go with you. Lord, if there's any doubt, let us bring it to you. Lord, that we can be sure. We can be